Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Ruben Dua on the line, and he is CEO and founder over at Dub. Ruben, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
All right, Ruben. So excited to learn more today about Dub, which is a video communications platform that lets you create and share trackable screen and camera videos. And who doesn't like video? So excited to get into this today. And I understand you're also a podcast host and an author, whole lot going on, and we're going to get into that. And just to get us kicked off, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Ruben, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Ruben, what mission matters to you?
You know, this is such a good question. I think it's so important to start with our mission because it really taps into ultimately why we're here and what our purpose is. And I think that to attain and to figure out what our purpose is, that's a whole journey in and of itself. And then to figure out how to communicate it in a simple way, that's a whole nother thing. And I'll do the best that I can, but I'm not claiming to be an expert here. You know, over 20 years ago, I sort of realized that video was the future. It's the future of business, the future of entertainment. You know, I had this vision of what the future would look like. And to a certain extent, I think I was right, which may have been obvious or maybe not. Back then, it was very difficult for an individual to record video live or pre-recorded because the technology just simply wasn't there. The internet just did not have the ability to stream video the way that it does now that, you know, potentially we take for granted. And I think the single problem that I sort of decided to dedicate my life to was this idea of letting people communicate with video in a comfortable, in a professional, in a repeatable fashion. A way that people can just click record. That's the name of my book. Mm. And we're living that dream now. So, you know, I'm filled with gratitude every single day that I can help people as the CEO and founder of a software company, dub.com, D-U-B-B.com, where people can quickly record a video. They can record a video from their phone or their screen, their webcam, any device they'd like, and then figure out a way very quickly to embed that into an email or build an instant landing page, and then send that to someone over SMS or LinkedIn or broadcast email, broadcast to SMS, a CRM, pretty much any way you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And even beyond that, upload to YouTube or social media. And my mission has not really changed. You know, I'm here and I'm dedicated to help people to communicate with video. Why? Because it works better. It's more visual. It's more engaging. It drives more conversions for the folks that are looking for sales growth. This is a business podcast. I presume we're talking about that a lot. And, mm-hmm. You know, I want to encourage people to grab a free account, the Dub, dub.com, and just see what happens and send it to a couple of your prospects or your partners and watch the world open up to you as you communicate with video.
Man, I'll tell you, it's a great story and one that I'm happy to bring to my audience. I'm a big fan of video, and I can say that in our business, so we use quite a bit of video, and I think about some of the early days of, you know, when I worked in sales, and I think about like doing phone work and being on the phone, and I think about, man, what a difference it would have made even back then to have video and to be able to communicate with people. I know you mentioned that you work with quite a few companies as well in helping their sales teams and allowing them to communicate through video. Can you maybe dive into that a little bit and give us some use cases on how people are using it?
Well, yeah, I think we're one of those companies that definitely benefited from the pandemic, as challenging as it was for many of us. We all realized that, you know, we need to be able to communicate from our homes. And now we've decided to make that our new reality, whether it's working from home or whether it's, you know, pitching clients in a demo call on Zoom or, you know, whether it's just connecting with our existing partners. You know, we can do this all in a synchronous or asynchronous way. So I think, you know, globally speaking, anyone that wants to pre-record a video, you know, what we always like to say is instead of having a 30-minute video, record a 30-second video using Dub. That's one of our slogans that people mm-hmm. kind of chuckle at. But, you know, to a certain extent, it's true because, you know, we all know that in a Zoom call, in a teleconference, there's a lot of stream of consciousness that can happen that might not be completely, you know, productive. It's the new form of a water cooler. When we meet in Zoom, we kind of hang out, you know, which is fun and it's good for our mental health and it's good for camaraderie. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we're looking for more efficiency. We're looking to maximize our time and ultimately we're looking to scale our efforts and to get more conversions. So first and foremost, I think it's anyone that wants to save time and make money. That's what we love to say. But I think very specifically, you know, I think folks in sales, folks that have some sort of a pipeline or sales goals or have a sales team underneath them, you know, we see a lot of real estate agents, a lot of insurance agents, mortgage, you know, we see sort of enterprise kind of sales leaders, VP, CRO, CEO. And then we see, you know, mom and pop, small businesses. You know, our businesses range from, you know, a solopreneur all the way to Fortune 500 clients. And our sweet spot is in that sort of 20 to 100 person team for any of the industries that I mentioned.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that the difference, and I want you to go in because obviously I've looked at your website. I see some of the features, but I think there's different ways to do video. So sometimes people may think, oh, well, video, like, you know, they have some communication software or something else, but they're not effectively like using it to go through, you know, other than some of the basic things. But I'll just read a couple of these from your website based on what I'm seeing, even on the pro plan, which looks like it's the popular one here. I mean, teleprompter scripts, call to actions, playlists, presets, email, SMS campaigns, a bio link, QR codes, video chat, portfolio pages. I'm going to be upfront, Ruben. I don't even know what all of these things mean, but when I see portfolio pages, showcase pages, CR, like all the integrations that you have, like there's doing video, but then and now as I'm digging into your platform, there's a whole nother level of doing video and what it can entail. Like, what's the vision for this thing?
Well, I think that when people used to ask us, it doesn't happen as much nowadays, but when people used to ask us, I love video, or YouTube's not really for me, we'd be like, well, wait a minute, YouTube is video, and it's absolutely video, and it's probably the world's best video platform for entertainment and education, right? YouTube University, right? However, you know, there's this new form of communication that's taken place, which is, you know, this idea of sending a video message. And a video message simply means I'm recording an asynchronous video that I can send to someone over email, LinkedIn, SMS, CRM, you know, any channel that I'd like, and then have them be able to watch a video of me on a dedicated landing page with specific calls to action. So visit my website, you know, book a spot on my podcast. You saw that's how I book my own podcast and how I book my guest appearances. It's through a dub video page. You know, book a time in a calendar, fill out a form, email, send a message. You know, the sky's the limit as to what the calls to action can be. And the premise really here is to build that parasocial relationship, allow people to see us in a video format and feel like they actually can connect with us, like we're making eye contact. Just because it's digital does not mean that it's not a real human experience between two individuals, you know? So we always like to say, build a parasocial relationship. You know, by the time you get on a call with someone, they should say, wow, I feel like I already know you. I feel like I've seen you so many times on video that I feel like you're a celebrity or you're a friend, or at least you're someone that I would like to know, like, and trust.
Yeah. Totally, and I agree, and I can see that in the evolution of the way that we communicate over the last, you know, couple of years, especially with the pandemic and everything else. I feel like it's sped up a lot of that. I know in the beginning, I feel like when video, especially, you know, go back a certain amount of years, if you sent a video or video message or something to somebody else, like people weren't not necessarily ready for that in all scenarios. Now, though, to me, it's just commonplace. Like, and if people aren't using or incorporating it and their especially in business and their competition is, to me, that's like losing a little bit of ground every time your competitor sends a video note or message to somebody versus like just an email, which, not saying you can't send the video to the email. There's a lot of different ways to do it, but I want to switch focus a little bit here, Ruben, because I see that there's quite a few other things you're doing as well that are all on brand and in your niche of really helping in people in their mission to get them onto video and to get their message out there. But let's start with your book. So Click Record. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, through my podcast, Connection Loop, which, you know, folks can check out on Spotify or Apple or Google Play, wherever you consume podcasts, this was really a life-changing experience for me because, you know, my process of interviewing, you know, hundreds, I think almost 300 plus interviews now I've done.
Wow, congratulations. And, you know, that's a big deal. Hold on. I'm not going to let you glance over that. I'm a big advocate of podcasting, podcasters, and people that stick with it. So congrats. 300 is a big number.
Yeah. So thank you so much for saying that. So it's been a journey, and it's been years in the process. And, you know, it was more educational than my MBA. I always say that, mm-hmm. you know, and it was basically free. All that it took was the time. It didn't cost the exorbitant amount that my graduate education cost. But I think that in this process, in interviewing so many people and, you know, learning about, you know, what empathy means in sales and learning about, you know, how we can, you know, build a parasocial relationship with our prospects, how we can get people to know, like, and trust us, you know, how we can learn better business metrics, you know, better unit economics, how we can acquire customers and maximize our profit margins, you know, through our return on ad spend and through our lifetime value. The information is infinite that I've acquired. And, you know, this is just sort of an homage to all the people that I've had a chance to interview with and that have taught me, frankly, and that have inspired me. So it's an educational book, but I was very specific not to do any education on video or social media that would really quickly expire because that's one of the biggest problems when you write a book about social media and you tell people how to record videos for TikTok, you know, on April 10th, 2023, because by the time the book comes out, you know, we're doing 3D videos with augmented reality and, it, you know, the whole world has changed. So I was very specific to make the book as evergreen as humanly possible and really focus on how to improve our emotional quotient, you know, how to improve just overall as we are as a communicator, as a business person, as a leader, as a follower, as a student, and just as a humble human. So, you know, click record. It's on Amazon. Check it out. It's been a tremendous process for me. So huge gratitude to the people that let me interview them on the podcast.
Let's go further into the podcast. So tell us a little bit more about the format, and because I want all of my listeners to go check it out for sure. Tell me a little bit more about the format and really what the listeners can expect.
Yeah, I think that, you know, having a podcast is one of the most powerful things. And, you know, the problem with pitching folks or doing discovery calls with potential partners or trying to find a quote unquote fit, you can spend a lifetime on these calls. And, you know, if your conversion rate is only 1 or 2%, I don't want to say it's time wasted. You know, we can always learn something and who knows how our network can benefit us or how we can help people in the future. But at the same time, the great thing about doing a podcast is that it's the gift that keeps giving. And it ultimately means that you're never wasting time. Why? Because you're creating content. And anytime you're creating content, you're putting information out there for people to find on YouTube. You know, I want to give a shout out to you for your podcast and for your show, Money Matters. You know, I encourage everyone to go to your YouTube channel, Money Matters Top Tips, and that's on YouTube, and subscribe. I know I just did. Connection Loop is all about building those connections, and it's been a tremendous journey. So, you know, we're on all the channels. We're on social media, on YouTube, anywhere that you can find us, we're there.
Yeah. And I think one of the interesting thing here, Ruben, is, and I tell people this all the time, and it's funny, is that once you understand what you just said about maximizing your time and about also, like, to me, now that I've gotten, like, I've been, what are we now, 6 years now so far in this. And I think I've got quite a few, let's just say the count of interviews is pretty high. And it's funny to see that, like, after all these years, especially when you do, like, we've done reunion tours, we bring people back, we do other things, and, you know, there's only so much time in a day. But what's interesting to me is as you start building a catalog and other things start happening, as long as you're really focused on the content and just trying to make it better and better, like, people are paying attention. Like, and when you think about, like, a podcast, where I think it's really a unique format, and where I always tell people this is, I'm like, if you do a podcast episode and if 20 people listened to it, 50 people, like, that's a big deal, because if 50 people gave you their time and attention to actually do that, if you were standing in front of them, you know, doing a keynote speech or something, and 50 people are in the room or 100 people are in the room, like, you would, like, that's a big deal. So same thing with your podcast. Like, so you don't have to be thinking about some of these, like, I mean, I'm not against other platforms. We do a ton on social media, video views, other things like that. We do a ton, but I think the podcast is just a very intimate experience, because the people that listen to them are sticky. You won't, and if you combine some very basic things to that formula, such as a newsletter or other things, and find different ways to add value, like you did with your book, click record. You're finding other ways to add value to your community. That's what builds. It's a community that builds. So when I see what you're doing over at Dove, I see your book, I see your brand, I see the podcast, I'm like, man, I'm just excited to watch the continued growth. I'm excited to see the brand continue to evolve, because all brands do it. If they're good ones, right? Like, they're going to always be trying to get better, right? And to see, like, what the next steps are for you and where you take this thing. So on that thought, Ruben, like, what's next for you? What's next for the vision for this platform you're building?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And thank you for that compliment. I received that and appreciate that. You know, one of the things that I just want to recommend people, since the podcast is about top tips, my top tip for hosting a podcast is that you can repurpose your podcast into shorter social media clips. So even though you do a 30-minute or a 60-minute or 2-hour podcast, that doesn't mean that you can't mine short clips from it. So just an encouraging, you know, inspiring statement for folks. If you have not been able to activate your social media accounts because it's a pain in the butt, you don't like to record videos and publish them and go through that whole process, watch what happens when you start a podcast, record long form content, and then outsource the editing of it and the publishing of it in short form so that other people can do all the work for you. You just have to show up on video. And that is, of course, my not so secret that I do for my social media channels. And it's been a tremendous journey for me, so I can focus on my work without having to spend all my time, you know, pushing buttons on social media, which is fun, but it's just not the best use of my time. So
yeah, that's awesome.
You know, in terms of where people can connect with me and what's next for me, our goal is to change the way that people communicate in business and to allow people in sales to get the success that they deserve by providing a mutually beneficial situation to people and really overcoming that trust hurdle that I think anyone in sales knows what I'm talking about, where it's hard to get someone to pick up your phone call. It's hard to get someone to respond to your email. But hey, there might be value on the other side. So having video allows us to communicate more effectively and figure out what's beneficial and what, you know, we really should ignore justifiably. So if you don't want to get ignored, go to dub.com, because it'll help you out. That's what we tell people, and it works. You know, 5 years almost in, and, you know, 70,000 people have signed up to our platform. You know, we've figured out a couple of things, and of course we're still learning. My social channels: Ruben Dua, Instagram, Ruben Dua, LinkedIn, TikTok. You know, I'm kind of where you need to be.
Yeah, it's great. Well, Ruben, it has been great having you on the show today. And to the audience, as always, we're going to put all those links so that you can follow Ruben and check out the platform just by clicking on the links in the show notes. And speaking to the audience, if this is your first time listening to a Mission Matters episode or engaging with the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, and really what we can all learn from that so we can all grow together. That type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Ruben, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show today, and wishing you much more continued success.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.